Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greese, and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Austin Dillon, the 2018 Daytona 500 champion. Of course, he's got ties to Chattanooga. His wife is a UTC graduate. Austin, welcome back. How are you today?
Man, I'm doing good. How's everything going in Chattanooga?
Everything is, well, hot, to be honest with you, but that's everywhere. Hey, I wanted to ask, when you come off a race at Michigan where you finished 13th, I think you started like 37th. I know you've kind of had to go through that before. How patient do you have to be kind of working your way up through a field like that when you start that far behind?
You definitely have to take time at the start because people are a little anxious every race to start and trying to get track position. From that point on, though, you're trying to gain stage points, so you can't wait around long. It's interesting for sure, but I feel like we did a pretty good job this weekend of getting our track position. It was a bummer when we got that damage pretty early in the race at the end of stage two, running eighth or ninth.
You've got Bristol, Darlington, and the Brickyard these next three races. I know after that, the top 16 advanced to the playoffs for the final 10 races. You right now are projected 22nd. What is kind of the level of urgency going into Bristol in these next three races?
Oh, man, we're on high alert. We want to win what we can and get in. That's our best option is to win a race. And we got some good races actually coming up for us. I mean, they're not every race that I feel like we have in front of us are places that we have a shot to make it happen. Bristol's good this coming weekend. That's what we're focused on. And then obviously Darlington and Indy have been good for us in the past. So we'll see what we can do and put ourselves in the best position we can to try and make the playoffs. And if not, we'll go out there and try and win a race before the year's over. It's just been a rough year as far as things have gone. Luck, a lot of wrecks, probably more wrecks in this year alone than my entire career. So just trying to capitalize. And we have had fast cars, so hopefully that will play off for us in the end.
Austin, if I gave you right now the choice to get in the playoffs or guaranteed to be ahead of your brother Ty, who's 23rd in points, which of those is more important to you personally?
I'm already going to beat my brother. I'm not real worried about that. number one.
All right, what is special about Bristol this time of year?
Oh, man. Bristol this time of year, night race. It is Bristol, baby. I mean, there's nothing like it. Intensity is high, a lot of wrecks. People are trying to get in the playoffs, so you never know what you're going to see. Like myself trying to get in, we got to take this chance and put ourselves in a good position. So I love Bristol this time of year. Good weather. It should cool down there in the mountains, so be fun.
And, of course, you have the same dynamic with Charlotte at Memorial Day. When you have these races that start in daylight and end at night, what adjustments do you have to make when that sun goes down?
Well, you have to look on your notes and see what you've done there in the past or what the track's done in the past. Try and put a good guess on your setup. You know, you're trying to make sure that the car keeps turning there, has good entry grip, and allows you to move around. You got to be able to move around at Bristol because it starts in the bottom and kind of moves to the top as you run.
You're listening to Austin Dillon, the 2018 Daytona 500 champion, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Austin, how much after a race do you think the interviews and the interactions, whether it's between drivers, whether it's drivers with the media, how much of that is emotion and how much of that is just true feeling about how you feel with the other competitors?
Well, it just depends on how that race went. If they had a bad race, you probably carry more emotion in the interview. If you had a good race, you don't even think about things that happened throughout it. So, and if you got into it with somebody, you just want to tell how bad it was or how you're going to get them back. It's a dynamic racing, which makes it awesome. There's always a villain. There's always a good guy, I feel like, in our sport. And people can kind of latch to their people and make their own opinions of what happened during a race.
Well, and see, that's kind of where I was getting to, and I appreciate that answer. I mean, the golden era of NASCAR was about the back and forth, and then now we're getting to a place where there is a whole lot of confrontation. I mean, do you harbor animosity to somebody you've had a back-and-forth rivalry with, like a Kevin Harvick, or do you – I mean, is it all just a racing deal? Or, I mean, how is that for your fans and the folks who are watching both during the race and after the race?
I mean, you always remember when somebody did you wrong. You got to keep that in mind because you don't want to let them know that you didn't care or didn't remember that, you know, happening. So I feel like, you know, it's a big deal to make sure you do your job to let them know that you're not going to take any crap out there on the track, you know, and remember when they did you wrong.
Do your parents remind you, because, I mean, we all now, we've got internet access, you getting on the speaker with your spotters and on the radio at times, we can all remember famous Dale Jr. quotes and whatever else. Do you, I mean, I know you're caught in the moment, but do you ever find yourself, all right, I can't say what I'm really thinking because I know they're recording this?
I don't know. I'm pretty boisterous sometimes about what I'm thinking.
Yes, so you are, sir.
Do my best. Yeah. I try to do my best on the radio, but, you know, it just slips out. I'm a competitor.
Absolutely.
From time to time, get upset. But, you know, I think that's in any sport. We just give them access that other sports don't really get.
You're listening to Austin Dillon, the 2018 Daytona 500 champion. You're listening to Austin here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. With Bristol coming up, this is the 20-year anniversary of when Dale Sr. spun Terry Labonte out to win. I think you were like 9 years old when that happened. Do you remember that like it was yesterday? Do you remember that? What I mean, seeing that in that moment?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty young when that happened, but I knew the booze and all the craziness that went along with it. I mean, it's definitely a memory. You know, Bristol's created so many of those memories, but Dale definitely had a lot of them, Rusty Wallace included. That was just a place that creates them. I think that's why it is what it is today.
And what when you see the 20-year-old footage and all the bumper-to-bumper colliding and spin-outs and stuff like that, does it seem like just a bygone era? I mean, I know y'all have to be careful with the new, you know, in this day and age, but what is it like when you see the highlights of 20 years ago?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, there's a lot of the same things happening right now in our sport. It's a good time to be a fan of our sport. The momentum's high, the TV ratings are up, and anytime you see a fight or people wrecking each other on the track, you see a lot of that on restarts right now. I mean, people are getting into each other each and every week and getting pissed off. I mean, that's just what our sport is, and people have built it and loved it for many years because of that. So I think it's good to see the animosity and all the intensity.
All right, Austin, you know how we roll. When we have a great guest like you, we love to close with a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Austin, when you're finished with the race, what's the first thing you eat or drink?
Man, a nice cold Coca-Cola.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, I saw on Twitter that you called them your Atlanta Braves. Who do you want to be the Braves closer? Because we've had a lot of conversation about that around these parts.
Man, anybody that can finish a game with a 4-run lead.
Amen, brother.
Well done. Right? All right, everybody loves the 3-car, so let's take your 3-car out of it. You're the envy of the sport. Who's got the nicest-looking car besides the 3-car?
That's a tough one. I do like our Bass Pro. My teammate had the Bass Pro car last week, and I got it this week at Bristol. I think we're going to have the best-looking car by far. But our teammates had some good paint schemes this year. I think RCR does great when it comes to paint schemes. I mean, we do our job when it comes to impressing the crowd, when it comes to the wraps of the cars.
All right, other than this week at Bristol, and I know you've got fond memories of Daytona, what's your favorite place? When you pull up, you know you got a smile on your face. What track is that?
Richmond lately has been a really good one for us. I never would have thought that, but Richmond's a fun place. Not far from home either. Martinsville, love those places.
Well, listen, Austin, I know it's been an up-and-down year for you. Best wishes down in this closing stretch, and hopefully the next time we get together, we can talk about you in the playoffs. So we thank you, as always, for joining us here on Press Row.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, Chattanooga's like my second home, so I always love coming up there. I'll probably be back Christmas time, so I'll have to check you guys out again.
That sounds great. Austin Dillon, the 2018 Daytona 500 champion, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.